Welcome inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A very busy week for the team, capped by the re-signing of Jeremy Maclin. Jeremy, a busy week for the Eagles. Four guys returning. Tell us why you wanted to be back in Philadelphia.
This is home for me, man. You know, this is the organization that drafted me, took a chance on me, and this is the place I felt most comfortable. So I'm excited to say I'll be a part of the team for next year for sure, and hopefully, you know, for many years to come.
So free agency, the opening of unrestricted free agency is just about a week away. Why did you want to get this done before then? Why were you so committed to this team?
What's the point of waiting, you know, especially if, you know, both sides wanted to get something done and both sides, you know, we're staying true to the word and, you know, and everybody, you know, could eventually come to an agreement. Why wait, you know? So I'm happy just to kind of get it out the way, you know, get that, boulder off my shoulder and, to continue to rehab and get myself better.
So Jason Peters a couple days ago, Jason Kelce and Riley Cooper yesterday, you today. What is it about this program that makes you guys as a whole want to come back here?
Like I just said, you know, this is home, man. You know, I think, this is a place, where you feel comfortable at. You know, I think Chip, you know, has laid a solid foundation. We're only continuing to grow as a team, as an organization, as people. And I think, you know, we have the right personnel and the right people to do that. And I'm looking forward to this upcoming season.
And it's a one-year deal, but you've said there's every expectation that this is a really a long-term commitment.
Absolutely.
So tell us why.
Just based off of talks, based off of, what both sides, really want. You know, obviously, there was talks about, you know, a long-term deal. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't agree on that. So right now, this is the best opportunity to get what we both sides eventually want. But I'm looking forward to, like I said, being the Eagle and hopefully for many years to come.
So today is all about looking forward, but I do want to go back a little bit. 7 months ago, basically almost to the day when you tore your ACL in training camp, how much time did you give yourself to feel sorry for yourself? How quickly were you able to turn the page?
When it happened, I was bummed. You know, I was emotional. I was angry. I was upset. I just didn't understand why it had to happen to me, especially, you know, at the timing that it did, going into my contract year. But the more I thought about it, you know, I understand everything happens for a reason. And I have a very good supportive, cast behind me. And they all kind of talked to me, explained everything to me, my agent, you know, my mom's, my father figure, you know, my family, everybody kind of, helped me get over that hump to not feel sorry for myself and come back with come back stronger and come back, you know, the way that they know I can.
So this was the second time you'd torn it. You'd done one in college, too. Did that help you at all going through the rehab process?
Absolutely. You know, no pain pills this time around, so that's a good thing.
On the site, we have a piece from a couple years ago, which was about your home life in St. Louis with the Paris family. Obviously, you've been through tougher things than an ACL. Absolutely. So what was the season like for you watching from the sideline, knowing that you wanted to come back stronger?
It was humbling. You know, it made me, you know, appreciate what I do so much more. It was also a chance for me to kind of, you know, spend time with my family. You know, some time that I don't normally get with my family, I got a chance to do that. I don't want to do that too often right now, you know, but, it gave me some time to do that and just gave me a time to appreciate what I do so much more. And it helped me, kind of put things into perspective and then just understand that, you know, this is something that I love doing, and I'm not gonna take it for granted.
Is your golf game any better than it was back then?
I haven't golfed yet. I have a trip planned for the end of March, so we'll see how it goes.
So what is it like when you're watching games during the season, especially road games when you're not there? What are you sitting in front of the TV rooting like an Eagles fan?
Sitting in front of the TV, you know, I'm cheering like a fan, but I'm coaching like a coach at the same time. You know, he should have done this, and oh, he should have put his foot in the ground, and or he should have double moved him off the line of scrimmage. I was definitely in tune to the games, but hopefully, you know, I'll be able to do all that stuff on the sidelines and while I'm playing this year.
Did you have a favorite game to watch this year?
The Snow Bowl was awesome.
It's everybody's favorite.
The Snow Bowl was awesome. Good. So yeah.
So what, when you look at this offense, obviously you went through the spring last year and you were ready to have a big season. What is it about this offense that you think suits you so well?
I think it gives me a chance to be versatile. I think I can, you know, play every position on the field. I think my playmaking ability, you know, my speed, you know, my size, I think all these things can be highlighted in this offense. And I'm looking forward to doing that. And, um, you know, I'm looking forward to just helping this team win, man. You know, we were so close last year. Not very many teams get that far, but, you know, we want to be one of those teams that's standing there at the end of the year with our heels head high.
So you were here a couple of years ago when things went sour, and while you didn't play last season, you were in the locker room. And a lot of guys like Kelsey have talked about the difference in the locker room this year, the cohesion. Did you sense that even though you weren't on the field?
Yeah, you know, I told the reporters out there that, you know, the locker room could have really went sour after the whole event that happened with Cooper. And I think the fact that it didn't, I think the fact that, you know, people were able to forgive Coop and kind of accept Coop. And I think because we know what type of person Cooper is, and we know he's not that, you know, he's not that person that video showed. And I think it showed, you know, the closeness of our team. And I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to have the success that we had.
Let's go through the guys who re-signed this week. Obviously, Cooper, you know him as well as anybody being in the receiver room with him every day. What kind of guy is he? What kind of player is he?
He's a good dude, man. He's a good dude. You know, he's one of my, you know, better friends on the team. You know, he's a good dude to be around. Guy who's going to, you know, try hard, you know, each and every play. A guy that I go to war for each and every day. So I'm excited that he's back. I'm excited I get a chance to play with him. And I'm excited to, you know, to see what he can do this year as well as myself.
Jason Kelce, who is coming off a year where he bounced back from a torn ACL and got back to pretty good status. What do you see from him? What kind of
in my opinion, he played like the best center in the league last year. I think he deserved every penny that he got. I think he'll only continue to get better as well. But I think he's definitely one of the rising stars in this league.
And then I know you may think that you're in running for this, but Jason Peters may be the best athlete on the team.
he's a beast, man. He's a beast. You're not gonna say another one. In my opinion, the best left tackle in the game. He six Pro Bowls out of the last 7 years. I think the only year he didn't go because he was hurt. You can't knock that. So
you talked about the contract's done now, weight off your shoulders. What's next for you?
Just continue to get better each and every day. Rehab, I'm here every day. Things are going very well for me. I'm going to continue to stay on track and, get better.
Where are you in the rehab process?
I'm right under 7 months. I'm a little over 6.5 months. I'm cutting, I'm jumping, I'm lifting weights. So it's just all about getting stronger now.
Any expectations for when you'll get back on the field, off season activities and stuff?
I'll be able to run around doing OTAs and stuff. Obviously, there's no contact for me. Right. But I'll be able to run around, run routes, run some plays. So I feel really good about myself.
Well, I think Eagles fans are very excited to see what you can do in this offense. I know you're very excited. Best of luck over the next couple months and hopefully for many more years.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Big week for the Eagles. We covered it all right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Jeremy Maclin in the studio.